And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, who's an investigative reporter who spent 30 years in Israel uncovering the corruption that existed there, and certainly is one of our favorite guests. He certainly gives us an entirely different view of labor Zionism, a group that works behind the scenes, really undercutting the very fabric of Jewish society in Israel. But basically, Barry came under tremendous pressure, was forced to come to the United States to preserve his life, and we enjoy having him on a regular basis to keep us abreast of the unfolding events in the Holy Land. Barry, thanks for being with us this morning. What's the subject?
Well, the subject is the one that I'd like to cover. It's an article I wrote. The article was called The Franciscans Honor Shimon Peres. And, well, I got it right. If we have time, I'm starting on my next article, which I'm sure you're going to enjoy. But let's go for the first time in Colorado, anyways. I tell you about the last article I wrote. Now, it wasn't a month, it wasn't 2.5, 3 weeks ago that Shimon Peres visited Italy. And, well, it was, you know, the usual betrayal of the Jews, if you know what you're looking for. But there was an event. It was really the cornerstone of his visit, not to see the Pope. We'll go into that shortly, but to get a prize. Shimon Peres went to Assisi. That's where lots and lots of Franciscan monks live. And he was presented a medal at their basilica in front of hundreds of Franciscan monks. It was the first ever, never been another one, it was the first prize. It was called the Medal of Honor for Peace. Now, I got to give a little background, or you're not going to understand why he would value a silly hunk of metal that was never given out before and is essentially valueless. Peres, look, honestly, he has a psychopathic need for medals and awards. And in this article, I went back a little bit. Shimon Peres bribed the Nobel Committee for the Nobel Prize for Peace, another peace award. I'm going to give you a quote from the article. Last week, Yovie Skok in the wide circulation newspaper Mariv revealed that Peres gave Terje Larsson, the UN Middle East representative, $100,000 to secure him a Nobel Prize. This week, David Bedin, who, by the way, I know well and at one time worked a bit with, writing in Makor Rishon, applied the coup de grace. He interviewed a member of the Nobel Prize Committee, Kari Christiansen, who not just confirmed the bribe, but described Larson's pressure on the committee in full detail. Now, on the one hand, Peres just loves peace prizes, all right? And he'll do anything to get one. It should have been Arafat Rabin getting the peace prize. What was he doing there? Well, he was there because he bribed the committee. But accepting accolades from the Franciscans is utterly insulting to anyone with a modicum of understanding of recent Jewish history.
Well, let me just interrupt. For our listeners out there, Peres is the current president of Israel. He's been involved in politics there for 40 or 50 years, he is an evil, evil, evil man. But go right ahead.
Yeah, I'd say closer to 60 years.
All right, 60 years. You know better than I. Go ahead.
Well, he's, believe it or not, 89. So, you know, work out the math on that one. But nonetheless, the Franciscans in the late 40s, and, well, Harris was a young man then, but was on his way, but let's not get lost. Let's stick with the award. The Franciscans, by the way, along with the Dominicans, if you know anything about Operation Paperclip, the Franciscans hid Nazis in their monasteries. By the way, tens of thousands of them, before smuggling them out to freedom worldwide. The estimate on U.S. Franciscan refugees is about 30,000. Now, my goodness, taking an award from these Nazi saviors on behalf of the Jews, the president of Israel, honest to goodness, something much deeper. Look, he lavished in the praises of these Nazi saviors, but then he went to see the Pope. And my goodness, he was just smothered with love from the, well, it's Pope Francis the First. Believe it or not, he is not named after a talking mule, but he's named after the same prophet as the Franciscans honor. Now, Paris invited the new Pope to visit Israel, but not as a political leader, but as a spiritual leader. Look at this quote from Paris. He'll be a welcome guest in the Holy Land as a man of inspiration who can add to the attempt to bring peace in a stormy area. Here comes the punchline. All people here, without exception, without difference of religion or nationality, will welcome the newly elected Pope. Now, why would Paris give such a deceitful invitation? All people will not welcome the Pope. I won't even dive into the. I won't even scratch the surface of the deceit. But Paris, as president of Israel, has gone on record saying the Vatican should get sovereignty over 41 of their holy sites. 29 in Jerusalem, by the way. We'll go into that coming up. But also, oops, I hear the music.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Barry Shelley.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, Barry Sham, is talking about Shimon Peres, who certainly is a wicked, wicked man, has been one of the leaders of the Jewish political system going back for 60 years. And, of course, what most people don't understand, and most Catholics don't understand, is that there are powerful, evil, and satanic forces working within the upper echelons of the Vatican, within many of the Catholic orders, but they're working within the Protestant Church as well. And if you go back and you study what happened at the end of the Second World War, why certainly MI6, British Intelligence, the OSS, and then the CIA in America, and a Vatican clique helped to smuggle the Nazis out of Germany to South America and elsewhere in the world. And coming to America, it was called Operation Paperclip. Going to South America, it was called the RAT line, R-A-T line. A great deal of evidence suggests that Adolf Hitler was allowed to escape there. I've actually talked to a gentleman who actually went to South America and talked to the people who took care of Adolf Hitler and knew him after he escaped. But this is totally blacked out in the United States. And certainly most Catholics and most Protestants don't understand there were people in the Protestant faith who were working with Adolf Hitler and the Nazis as well. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, back to Paris. This is him before he became president, when he was merely the head of the Labour Party. This story, by the way, went out on Reuters and everywhere. Shimon Peres has a world capital solution for Jerusalem. I'll just read this, word for word. Shimon Peres, the head of Israel's opposition Labor Party, has suggested resolving Israeli-Palestinian conflict over Jerusalem by putting its holy sites under UN stewardship, a spokesman said Tuesday. His plan calls for declaring a holy area of sites sacred to Jews, Christians, and Muslims in Jerusalem's Old World City as a world capital, with the UN Secretary General serving as mayor. Can you imagine your president talking about Washington? Oh, what the heck, let's just give it to the UN and we'll make the Secretary General the mayor of Washington. I mean, it's that absurd. Yet, look, I'm not going to talk about the thoroughly dumbed down Israeli people, but for the leader of the opposition to make such a suggestion and the people not waking up that he's not working on their behalf tells me they're dumbed down one way or another. Now, you have to understand, if you want to get to the perfidy of Paris, you got to recall his royal welcome to the previous Nazi Pope. Now, I got new information on this one, too. Look, Francis's predecessor was Benedict the 16th. He visited Israel, which he never says Israel. He says Holy Land. They're very careful not to say Israel. Met Paris in 2009. Before he became Pope, Cardinal Ratzinger, Joseph Ratzinger, was the prefect of the congregation. That is, he was the chief inquisitor of the Vatican. And Paris is putting his arms around him. Well, he's just welcoming the chief inquisitor of the Vatican. Look, it's a remarkable cover-up. the Inquisition, the chief torturer of the Inquisition was the Inquisitor. That was Ratzinger. Now, the fact that everyone agreed he was a Nazi youth, but that was okay because all youths supposedly were forced into Nazi youth. So he was forgiven. What shouldn't have been forgiven is after Nazi youth, he voluntarily joined the Wehrmacht. He willingly risked his life for Hitler. Now, I saw the pictures. It was out there. It was public. Yet somehow, I'm going to say it again, the really, really dumb Israeli people welcomed with their president, Benedict XVI, the Nazi. There were very, very few exceptions. Now, one woman that I quoted in this article is Dr. Daisy Stern. She's on my radio show quite a bit, and people like her. But here's what she wrote before Benedict XVI arrived, that, well, they're going to give 6 million shekels to renovate something called the Cenacle. In short, the Cenacle, which is a room that the Vatican claims is the Last Supper room. That's where Jesus had a meal before he went out and got crucified. The building is not 2,000 years old, so neither here nor there. That's a separate argument. But until then, it was bare. Because in the yeshiva, you're not allowed paraphernalia of idol worship. But renovations began previous to Benedict's arrival. In other words, the properties being ready for the Pope's arrival are being turned into Catholic shrines, like it or not. And that should have been, again, there's another problem with religious Jews. They're so involved in their studies of God, they're not looking around them. All right? There is a plot against Jewish sites in Israel by the Vatican. It's really serious. But let's continue with Daisy. And this is the background to what Israel signed with the Vatican in 1993. Now, I've written about this. What can you say? I've been living with this long enough that there was a fundamental agreement between the Vatican and the Israeli government. It was signed by the Israeli government under Rabin. It was never ratified by the Knesset. Never. The Israeli public weren't even given a chance to debate it. But it was signed, and the Israeli government agreed on three major points. Now, back to Daisy. Point one, normalization of relations between the Vatican and Israel, which means full diplomatic relations. Two, to be seen in the wider context of improved Catholic-Jewish relations. In other words, let's wipe out pogroms, the Inquisition, the Holocaust. They're relinquished. Instead, there's a friendship between the Vatican and Israel. No more talk about the Holocaust and stuff like that. On paper, the Israeli government agreed to this. All right? And point three, and here's the one that we're coming to now. The relationship between the Vatican and Israel as regards legal status of church properties, taxation. Well, what's the conclusion? We'll return the properties the church considers hers. This was agreed to. I wrote about it vastly and widely. Well, you see the results. Paris goes to Italy, gets an award from the Franciscans and the Israeli people. Well, except for me and Daisy, I suppose, nobody understands that he's working for the bad guys, the really bad guys. You're talking about Benedict XVI. He was a Nazi and an inquisitor. These are the real bad guys. And our president walks hand in hand in whatever plots they devise. Now, I'm going to quote something from the mainstream Israeli press. And it infuriates me. I looked at my new book. It's called The Sting or Not the Stung. It's word for word from the look, I'm being read and I'm not being ascribed. It's very frustrating. So when I read this, this was in the Jerusalem Post. It was in the Israel National News. What can you say? It's my research. Well, I'm reading it just because it went mainstream. And again, I'm going to do this. I'm going to quote the whole thing just to understand this is not some conspiracy theory. This has actually reached mainstream media in Israel. Here it is, the quote. And it breaks my heart to quote it because it's like quoting me, but here it goes. And a historic agreement has been drafted between Israel and the Vatican. The Israeli authorities have granted the Pope an official seat in the room where the Last Supper is believed to have taken place on Mount Zion, and where David and Solomon, Jewish kings of Judea, are considered by some researchers to also be buried. All right. What is an official seat? Is there a board? Do they meet? I mean, what does it mean to get an official seat in the Last Supper room? Well, they got one. Back to the quote. It is the culmination of a long campaign by the Catholic Church to regain religious stewardship over the place where Jesus is supposed to have broken bread and drunk wine with his disciples on the eve of his crucifixion. This is an enormous issue pushed through without any public debate. Well, ding, ding, ding. What do we know? All right, back to the quote. It's like these guys, I was writing this stuff when it was happening, and much too late to save Jerusalem. The mainstream finally are catching on a bit. Back to the quote. According to our sources, the agreement, which is expected to be ratified next June, gives the Pope a special authority over the second floor of the building so that Christian pilgrims will be able to celebrate religious functions like Pope John Paul II, I believe, in 2000. Could it have been John Paul? Well, this quote says John Paul did in 2000. The Catholic Church has long wanted control over part of the area on Mount Zion to turn it into an international religious center for Catholics. The blueprint of the agreement reads as follows. I wrote this. All right. I'm just going to quote the blueprint. The Vatican hands over this use of the cenacle to the custody of the Holy Land, which will keep the cenacle open from 6 to 8 a.m. for the celebration of the Holy Mass. Here's the punchline. The custody of the Holy Land, the Franciscan order, who with Vatican approval is in charge of the holy sites, campaigns with the Arabs against Israel. And here's the big, big punchline. The Vatican wants the Jews out of the old city, and apparently Israel's government is agreeing with them. Well, what do you know? Someone has written the obvious, and it's now gone mainstream. Well, it won't make a difference. That's look, now we know why the Franciscans gave Paris this festival at Assisi. Boy, they got, well, they're in charge of the holy sites, and Paris is working for them to get Israel to give back the holy sites there.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Sammons at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an opening Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, and of course the question comes up, why would Perez suddenly want to turn control of certain parts of Mount Zion over to the Catholics? Why would any legitimate Jewish person want to exclude the Jews from the holy city, from the walled city of Jerusalem? A lot of this doesn't make sense unless you understand there are powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes, and certainly Perez is aligned with them. Well, before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can get your books, how they can get to your PayPal button. Go right ahead.
Sure. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name. Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish, and you'll get to the books. My website is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button, and I'm a very grateful recipient of any contribution, and you'll see how. That's at barrychamish.com. My newest book, by the way, is The Stinger, Not the Stung, which contains all of this before it suddenly broke to the mainstream media. All right. Now I'm going to, I have a few issues. I want to save one to last. You may find it controversial, but it's going to be my next article. But let's start, with Benghazi. On your show, now rack your brain a bit. I said, well, the information I have received, went to Congress, by the way, that Obama in the White House Situation Room was watching the attack on Benghazi live. Apparently he brought in some popcorn and sat next to the Secretary of State and shyly put his arm around her shoulder. Whatever happened, they're in a room watching it live. All right? And according, and I should have prepared the whole story, but nonetheless, Obama gave the order to step down. He told security not to save Stevens. And I looked at, I thought the witness was more than reliable, and it was getting out that Obama told his security forces to step down. Don't save Ambassador Stevens. Now, I said on this show, that is Watergate. That's as big as it gets. If this is honestly investigated, it's going to bring down the presidency. We're in the middle right now of all kinds of damning evidence coming out about Benghazi. And, well, he's covering it up. I mean, Obama is, he's running scared, but there is opposition who want him out, I think, who are going to push Benghazi and maybe even bring him down. Just so you know, I said that, I think it was like 3 months ago on the show. There you go. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, another piece of predilection come true. Look, I had a guest on my radio show, Doug Pfizer. Now, I didn't really see his point of view on everything. But when he hit Benghazi, the man, I think, has sources. What he said, what was the truth behind Benghazi? Now, what the government told us is that the Arabs were really ticked off about an anti-Muslim movie made in America by an Egyptian Christian. And they were so pissed off, they went to the embassy, killed four people and burnt it to the ground. And Doug just said that is the most blatant lie. He said that Stevens was running a very large gun-running operation from Benghazi port with the Turks. Well, it was for the Syrian rebels. They were stripping Gaddafi's arsenals and sending the weaponry to Syria to bring down Assad. And for whatever reason, Stevens was a threat. And he was let, well, I don't know if who was behind the attack. Obviously, it was very coordinated. And unless America really has nobody on the street gathering intelligence, this thing went surprisingly well. And what can you say? It's known that Stevens, there was an attempt to save Stevens. A couple of Marines said, "The hell would step down, listen, this is ridiculous," and gave their best shot. But the fact remains is if Benghazi was a gun-running operation, and by the way, that makes a lot of sense to me, okay, to begin with. And America didn't want it getting out that it was supplying the Syrian rebels with their arms and munitions. Well, that would be a reasonably good reason to get rid of Stevens. What do you think about that? I haven't. This is from one guest on my radio show. What do you think about the theory?
I've heard the theory, and it sounds plausible. I have no question at all that the major force behind the Syrian rebels has been our own government, our CIA, our intelligence agencies. Well, after all, we toppled Egypt, we toppled Tunisia, we toppled Libya, and of course they want to topple Syria. And of course they keep saying, oh my goodness, you know, why we're not, we're giving humanitarian aid to the rebels, or we're not going to arm them. And ladies and gentlemen, we've had our special forces troops in both Jordan and Turkey going back almost 2 years. They've been arming, they've been training, they've been financing this revolution over there. And, of course, now, of course, the Russians are coming in strongly on the side of the Syrians. Hezbollah is coming on strongly on the side of the Syrians. And the forces America's been financing and backing and arming are losing the battle. And I don't know what's going to happen, but certainly the American people are not being told the truth.
Well, I thought it was a very plausible scenario. Really, what does the U.S. need a consulate in Benghazi for? Next. There was an attack on Damascus a couple of weeks ago. Two Israeli air attacks, which, well, I saw it on TV from Syrian TV or wherever. They were really serious attacks. I mean, the place was in flames. And
hold that thought, Barry. We'll be back in just a moment. Hold the thought. We'll be back with Barry Shamish right here at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds everyone each year millions of children suffer from abuse. And although hundreds of cases still go unreported, behind the statistics are the lives of innocent children. Help conquer child abuse and report what you know to local authorities. Remember, your call could save a child's life. This message from Tri Property Management in Greeley for a full range of homes or apartments for rent. Call 970-352-1025 or go online at triplacestolive.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. And Barry, go right ahead.
Well, this attack, look, when I was in the services, I was in the an anti-aircraft battalion. I shot a missile. It was called the Red Eye. They didn't stop anything. The Syrians allowed. Where were their air defenses? This attack went with impunity. Now, that is a really, it means that Israel can launch anything it wants without any fear of one plane even being scratched. And I had on my radio show two Israelis, same show. One was, of course, Daisy Stern. We have mentioned her. But another was Elad Pressman, a very advanced conspiracy, if you want to call it, writer. And I said to this, I said to both of them, ask the same question. Why wasn't there any retaliation? Now, we were told, and this was rumors and whatever, that Israel knocked out a convoy headed to Hezbollah with missiles. All right. And then, of course, Obama is incredibly conciliatory about the attack, and that Israel has the right to self-defense. It didn't sound like Obama. Look, Hezbollah already has a minimum of 60,000 missiles. Whatever this convoy did or didn't do, they already had enough missiles. Well, 60,000. How would you like, in an area of Connecticut, get like 40,000 of them aimed at you? They have promised that Israel, that there will be retaliation, and there was none. And I asked Elad and Daisy, I said, why, after an attack like this, wasn't there a reaction? Why wasn't there retaliation? And neither had an answer. By all the rules of the game, there should have been. And I just said, my guess, and I'm taking this from my years as a missile operator, anti-aircraft missile operator, they can't do anything about the Air Force. They have no air defenses. Retaliation, well, they would be helpless against Israel reacting to retaliation. They have nothing that can battle the Israeli Air Force. That was my answer. It seemed the most logical one there was.
I agree. Go ahead.
All right. Last one. I'm starting to work on a story. Now, I'm not sure where to take it, but I know what the issue is. I had on my show Chris Putnam. He works with Tom Horn, and they have been quoting me for many years. And, well, I read his material. He sent me quite a bit of material. But central to that was this claim that a Kabbalist rabbi, his name was Mordechai Kaduri, left a note promising the Jews the return of Jesus Christ as soon as Sharon dies. And that was the message. And, well, look, Yehoshua Meiri was Rabbi Kaduri's closest advisor. He was a correspondent for Ma'ariv and Israel Radio. He was really a terrific source for me and Joel. He told us about the four meetings Paris, well, Balin actually, on behalf of Paris, had in Egypt. It became, it became a major article, the National Review. So I knew Meiri well, and that he turned a very, very Orthodox. I mean, he was the last thing from Orthodox when I knew him. And he became the closest advisor to this Kabbalist rabbi. It was a tremendous turn of events, but that's the way it happened. So when this quote from Kaduri started floating around Christian circles, I phoned up Yeshua Meiri and asked for his reaction, and he was furious. He said the rabbi never said anything like that. He was talking to his people. He was not talking to Christians. He felt it was pure exploitation, and he was really furious. So I wrote Chris back, and I said, I've discussed this issue with Rabbi Kaduri's closest advisor. Now, Kaduri died, and he was, oh, my Lord, 109 maybe. I mean, he was really old, but he left a note, and I said, it's total denial from Kaduri's camp, what you wrote. And then he sent me a copy in Hebrew of the Kaduri note. It was just a note, was scribbled, but well, they mistranslated the whole thing. I mean, this is not his message. His message was very, very Jewish. And it spread around. I mean, it's all over the place. Major Orthodox rabbi says Jesus will return when Sharon dies. This is floating around the Christian world. And it's based, I think, on a deliberate mistranslation. And I wrote Chris back. And I said, you can't read Hebrew. This is not the translation you sent me. And by the way, he sent me a very brief note. And it does mention Messiah, but it's very cryptic. And it certainly, it's not what is floating around. And I'm not sure if it's a big enough story, but the fact that this mistranslation is turned into the truth all over the place, I don't know if it's just a big story or not, but I may do it.
Okay, we're out of time. God bless, Barry. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
I look forward. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, me, as you look and see what's going on over in Syria, a lot of it doesn't make sense, but a lot of the things going on in the world don't make sense. And basically, Barry's point is very valid. Why didn't Syria use its anti-aircraft weapons against the Israeli planes that were coming in? Why didn't Assad retaliate against Israel, certainly after the two attacks on Damascus? Ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. There are powerful forces working behind the scenes that you and I are not aware of at all. But they have a different agenda. How this is going to play out, I don't know. But it's going to be fascinating to watch. The one thing I can tell you is that certainly the trilateralists and the Council on Foreign Relations seem to be pulling back their support for the Syrian rebels. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the coming weeks and months, but apparently the program that they had certainly seems to have changed, and we know this because of the articles three successive weeks in Time magazine, May 12th, May 19th, May 26th, written by each one by a separate member of the CFR and Trilateral Commission, each one suggesting America is going to begin pulling back as far as Syria is concerned. I hope and pray that's right. Under any circumstances, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help finance keeping our 50 outlets on the air on a regular basis every week, why we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because behind everything going on, there are powerful supernatural forces. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to read it. If you haven't read Constance Cumby's book, The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow, we offer used copies, and we have the DVD of the talk she gave to our convention 2 years ago. We have a four CD set of my interviews with Constance going into the background of this occult movement as it dominates American foreign and domestic policy. And unless you understand we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, very little of what's going on in America today makes sense. But there truly is a spiritual battle taking place between the forces of light and the forces of darkness. And, of course, we do have very powerful and wicked people who control both political parties and make mockery of our political process. It's time for the American people to understand what's going on and to become involved. Well, certainly we suggest, if you have not yet gotten some of the material we have on the occult forces working in America, we have a excellent 4-CD set on the supernatural, a 4-CD set on satanic crimes. We have certainly the book on satanic crimes as they are being carried out throughout the world today. And you can get these items by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they killed General Patton, we have a 4-tape set on Patton. We even carry the book, a Target Patton. If you'd like to know how they killed Bobby Kennedy, we have a 4-CD set of people who were involved with Bobby Kennedy, a 4-CD set of people who were involved with Martin Luther King and how they killed Martin Luther King. If you'd like to know how they tried to sink the USS Liberty, our own ship, back in 1967, and they wanted to kill everybody on board so they'd have an excuse to go to war with Egypt. And, well, fortunately, the Israeli flyers refused to drop their bombs on the USS Liberty, and that's why it survived. We have a great 4-CD set, and so much more. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, and goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.